Dr. Bruce Gellin is director of the National Vaccine Program Office of the Department of Health and Human Services. He joins us from his office in Washington. Hi, welcome to the program, Dr. Gellin.
Thank you very much.
How far are we from having a vaccine that could inoculate people against the swine flu?
Well, we've already started the process, and it'll take some time. What's going on right now is that when the laboratories that identified this new strain of influenza virus recognized that it was something that hadn't been seen before, they do what they usually do and begin developing it into a what's called a reference strain, essentially one of the seeds that then is used to go on and make fully manufactured virus. That process is going on now. We expect the manufacturers to receive it probably by late May.
And has the decision been made yet to go ahead and actually produce such a vaccine?
Well, at this point, the decision is to go ahead until there's a decision not to proceed further. Mm-hmm. Where we are so far is to develop this so that it can be provided to the manufacturers so they can put it in their respective systems and optimize its growth characteristics and to begin to manufacture it. They can do that on a smaller scale. That won't occur until mid-June, and we'll need to have a go or no-go decision around then.
Now give us a sense of some of the calculations that will have to be made before that decision can be made. For example, would we likely be given a swine flu vaccine in addition to, would it be mixed in the cocktail for next year's of flu shots, or would it replace things that would otherwise be in those shots?
We haven't made a final decision on this, but I'm suspecting that the way things are developing with the current seasonal flu vaccine and this one, by timing alone, this might come after the seasonal vaccine is ready to be delivered for the fall season. On top of that, the other key thing that needs to go on between now and when the vaccine would be ready would be to do the important testing to try to find out what the right dose is and whether or not this needs one or two doses. Some of those things would also factor in on whether or not it would be appropriate to fold into the seasonal vaccine.
So it sounds like perhaps at least several months, if not a year, before we could have such a vaccine if we decided to produce one.
Much closer to several months than a year. We are hopeful that the first doses could be ready by early September.
As you think about how the nation's public health system is responding to this flu outbreak and how it might continue to respond, how would you describe, say, the best outcome you could imagine to this swine flu?
I think the best outcome I could imagine is that this, in hindsight, will have been a late emergence of a new strain that then becomes part of the seasonal flu experience.
Is it that you're still waiting on learning the characteristics of this particular swine flu virus and to see just how bad it is or how well doctors do in trying to hold it at bay for a while?
You're right. There's a lot that we don't know about this. And until we know more, we won't know whether or not what we're seeing now will stop where it is in the sense of just becoming like a seasonal virus, whether it's a pandemic but mild, as we've experienced in the past, or a severe pandemic, as we experienced at the beginning of the century.
I know that people go through tabletop exercises trying to figure out what we do about a new flu outbreak. Are we prepared for this? I mean, are we seeing your office and the CDC, are they responding to a challenge that they've game planned pretty well and have the staff on hand to do, or we've been caught unawares to some extent?
This has been game planned, as you said, and there have been a number of exercises. I think the one thing that nobody was surprised about is that influenza always throws you a curve. And this particular scenario wasn't one that had been planned, although the idea that a new virus could emerge anywhere in the world was always on our radar screens. They could pop up anywhere from any source.
Dr. Gellin, thank you very much for talking with us.
Nice to talk to you.
It's Dr. Bruce Gellin, who is director of the National Vaccine Program Office at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.